This is 95.3 KGLR, Green Light Radio, and I'm here, Code D, with Brother Ali in the underbelly of the Fox. How you doing, man?
I'm doing great, man. Happy to be here. Feeling good.
Oh, yeah. This is your second night here. How was last night?
Last night was good. It was actually really good. Like, this whole tour has been really good. Been on tour with The Grouch and Eli and Los Rocas and DJ Fresh. And I've wanted to tour with Grouch for a long time. And we've talked about it a few times, but my tours are really long. And, you know, he's a better parent than me, is really what it comes down to. And so he doesn't like to leave his kids for 3 months. I don't either, but I do it all the time. And so we haven't been able to work it out. But he does this tour every year. This is his annual Christmas West Coast run. And so he asked me to do this when I jumped right on it. And it's been amazing. It's been exactly what I thought it would be. Sold out almost every night. You know, a lot of Living Legends Grouch fans not knowing who I am. A lot of Rhymesayers Brother Ali fans not knowing who Grouch is. Or heard our names but never heard our music before. So, you know, but we approach our music so similarly. Like the idea behind them and the spirit and the thought behind the music and the ethics of it and the way we grew up is so similar and so much alike that you know it works really well. So anybody that likes me, if they don't know him yet, they'll like him right away, and vice versa.
Definitely. So what you been up to? You know, we haven't interviewed for a year. I mean, what have you been up to since like last October?
I've been on tour since the last time I saw you.
Nice.
And out of the last 12 months, I was on tour. I was away from my home for 9.5 or 10, somewhere in there.
Wow.
So I've been home for a week here and a week there, but I've been pretty much gone all year. And just had a huge year, man. Like, a lot of touring, a lot of different touring. You know, when you tour all the time like me, your closest people, aside from your family at home, your closest people for me are my DJ and my tour manager. And I've done most of this year touring without either one of them.
Wow.
With new tour managers and new DJs and stuff like that. So that's been really just different. And then, man, my father passed away while I was in Europe over the summer. So I had to, like, fly home and deal with that. Not even home. I went to Philly where he lived and dealt with that. And then a few weeks ago, or about 2 months ago now, my great friend Idea passed away.
Yeah, I was sad to hear that. It was actually on the day of my birthday. It was October 17th, right?
I don't know the exact date, but...
That was really sad, man.
Yeah.
I was too young, man.
Yeah. And so I was home for 3 days in between runs, and one of those days was his funeral. So
damn.
This is kind of indicative of how the year went. But then I was really fortunate to end this year with this tour. But right before this tour, I made my pilgrimage to Mecca.
Yeah.
So I was in Saudi Arabia for a little over 3 weeks, like almost a month. And it's the most amazing experience of my life. And it definitely was exactly what I needed for this year, you know. It's a beautiful thing.
Nice. Is this your first time there?
Yeah, first time.
Wow. What did you think, you know?
I mean, it's too much to sum up, you know, in a brief
sure.
little time. But it was just extremely eye-opening. You know, it's not just that I'm performing this pilgrimage, but 4 million people were performing the pilgrimage.
Yeah.
And they're from every country all over the world. The majority of people are really poor. People walk from Africa.
Wow.
I mean, there's people that spend an entire year walking to Hajj, like walking
wow.
to Mecca. And
beautiful.
They sleep in the street, and the other pilgrims feed them. You know what I mean? Like,
it's awesome.
If you have money to buy food, you buy 2 meals and you give one to somebody, and then three
nice.
People share that one.
Wow.
And, you know, just really challenging. It's really physically difficult thing to do, you know, but it's the most amazing experience I've ever had. It's the only thing that I can mention in the same vein is, you know, I delivered my daughter and I was there when my son was born, and those were the only things that were even similar. But those were one day. This was 3 weeks, you know.
Yeah. Wow.
It was really incredible, man. I'll never be the same again.
What's your future plans for music, you know? Where do you see yourself going?
Is
more touring, or do you see an album in the future?
I mean, yeah, I have to do both of those. That's
yeah. But I mean, it seems like you've just been through a lot. You know, are you gonna take a break from touring?
I
mean,
well, I can't. The financial reality is that I can't.
Yeah.
You know, the people that buy music, the only people that buy music are the core serious supporters.
Yeah.
They're the only people that buy CDs. Everybody else just downloads what the songs they like.
True.
So the money that I make from people buying CDs pays for the last album and allows me to invest money for the next album. But I can't live off that, you know. And I don't have a job outside of this. And so if I don't go on tour, I don't have anything coming in. I also have a stay-at-home wife that stays at home with our kids.
Yeah.
And they have a lifestyle that they're used to, and so I pretty much have to stay on the road at all times. Not at all times, but I need to stay active touring.
I mean, the whole music download thing, I mean, it's opened, I think, a lot of people's minds to a lot of new music that they normally couldn't afford, but at the same time, I think there's a huge cost with this, and I mean, how do you feel about pirate radio and pirate music like what we're doing right now? I mean, not in the sense of downloading, but trying to play alternative music to the frequency people check it out in the car.
Well, I'm a revolutionary and I believe in power to the people, and so I'm pirate radio is and I'm not just saying this because I'm talking to you, but
I understand.
You know what I mean? But I think it's evident from everything that I'm about that, you know what I mean, that I believe in the people doing for ourselves. And it's funny, there's a song that I used to love when I was a kid. It said, I'm going to call us pirates, illegal broadcasters, just because we play what the people want. Yeah, man. I heard that. I saw KRS-One DJ one time, and he played that song. And ever since then, it took me a long time to find it. Since we're talking about the internet, you know, if that was now, I would have pulled out my BlackBerry, went to Google, wrote the word lyrics, and then wrote, pirates, illegal broadcaster, play what the people want, search, and it would have come up right away. But there was something really important to me about searching for music, and the idea that people can't afford music is, I don't believe that. I don't believe that anybody in America cannot afford to buy the music they want to hear.
Yeah.
Because I mean, I've been homeless and bought CDs and records.
Yeah.
You know, it's all about priorities. It's all about what you believe in. And if you look at how much we spend on coffee and candy bars and pay-per-view movies and, you know what I mean?
The things that we spend on things that are bad for us,
that's where the money has gone, I believe.
Yeah.
You know, with these kids, I think they're buying a little more weed instead of buying CDs, or they're buying a little more, you know, they're playing online poker with the money instead of, you know. And you just can't convince me that it's better for music. Now, the existence of the internet helps me too, and I don't like to complain about illegal downloading, because the people that hear me be interviewed are the same people that buy the music.
Yeah.
So anybody that my voice would reach is the wrong people. They're the ones that, they're part of the solution. They're the ones that actually allow me to make a CD. So I don't like to complain about it too much. It just is what it is. It's a reality of life. But people are cheating themselves if you don't really interact with the music and the art and the books and the things that you take in as a consumer, not just a consumer meaning the things you buy, but the things that we allow to become part of who we are.
Yeah.
Because the TV that we watch and the movies we watch and the books we read and the music we listen to and the people we're around and the food we eat and the air we breathe, all of that becomes part of who we are.
Exactly.
And if we, this really passive role that we've come to accept with everything. I eat McDonald's because it's there. Do I like it? No. But I eat it because it's there.
Exactly.
I eat chicken that ate chicken. Do I like that? Is that good? Do I like that? No, but it's there and it's cheap.
Exactly.
You know, my children have the exact same toys as every other kid, because we all buy our toys from Target. Is that good? No, but it's easy. It's passive. We passively take it. And you know, I'm standing here head to toe in clothes that were made by slaves. And as much as a human rights activist as I like to, as much of a human rights pose as I like to take in the world, I'm wearing all this overpriced shit.